Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So did you know that now a very large percentage of the American people actually want a border wall? In fact, it's a majority, some 6 in 10, to believe there has to be something there in order to stop illegal immigration. Folks, you know, this is an idea that now the Biden administration is going to try to glom onto, at least with executive orders. I'm not talking about them building a border wall. But, folks, this is very interesting to watch, isn't it, as we head into this election year and we see the administration begin to try to take some steps, and at the very least in order to appear as though they are responding to what the American people really do want. And that, of course, has to do with security. This recent murder that happened is just, I think, galvanizing people. And no matter what side of the political party system you might be on, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, I think we can all agree, or if you're an independent, we can all agree that people that should not have gotten into the country as they did, you know, this could have all been prevented. And this is a very sad story, and it's repeated, unfortunately. Folks, welcome to the program. Tuesday edition, of course, is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we begin to go across your radio dial, across America, in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. And, folks, we're glad that you are there. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine, that number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, and you can do that anytime during the broadcast, and really anytime day or night if you're hearing it in some other way, maybe on the podcast. And we love to hear from you. And by the way, we just heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 and cloudy. Have a great broadcast tonight. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, thank you so much, Richard. We are going to endeavor to do so. I appreciate that. You know, it's actually kind of chilly here as well. It's been cloudy all day. Started raining a little while earlier, but it is really a light rain. But as we head towards the weekend, Southern California will again get a deluge of sorts. It's not going to be an atmospheric river, but it's going to be a cold storm, we understand, and it's going to dump a lot of water, and we're already continuing to see some of those landslide issues that unfortunately plague the Southland when we get that kind of water. By the way, we've got more water as of right now than we typically do for the whole year, so it is really something else. But thank you, Richard, and folks, again, welcome to the program. We have an awful lot to tell you about on the show this morning. You know, as I just mentioned, yeah, we'll stick with this for a minute, because, you know, we want to talk about Rona McDaniel. We also want to talk about what happened, of course, with Donald Trump Jr. Hazmat unit had to go to his home. He received a death threat and some white powder, we understand. And then we're also going to talk about some of the favorability now that Donald Trump is enjoying. Now, this is really going to be very, very key, because no matter what, even though we've got, you know, this new sort of tack, this policy of going out and lauding Joe Biden about how wonderfully wise he is. He's been around. He understands it. You know, they're trying to paint him into that picture. Even though they're doing that, there is still a lot of rumbling going on within the Democrats about trying to replace Joe Biden on the ticket. Now, personally, do I think that we need to replace Joe Biden? You know, I really don't think so. I think that, you know, he's kind of the one that's to be beat at this point. And I do think if it's grudge match, it does lend itself to a much different kind of presidential race. But what if they bring in Gavin Newsom? What if they do that? I don't think that it's going to make that big a difference. He is telegenic. He is, you know, younger and all these kinds of things. But Gavin Newsom comes with a whole host of problems. And that's why he's out there, you know, basically carrying the water for Joe Biden and saying he's great. His age is an asset, as we mentioned on the program yesterday. And also, at the same time, I saw a news report about Gavin Newsom earlier because there's a group here in California that is pressing for yet another recall of Gavin Newsom. And, of course, I think the statement that came back in response to that from the governor and his team, basically, you know, well, we have to do serious things. And, you know, I'm just paraphrasing here. You know, we have to do the work for California, et cetera, et cetera. And you have to get it in there somewhere and protect democracy, fight for democracy. And that's, you know, that's also part and parcel of the Democrat campaign agenda, because they're not just running for president, right? Joe Biden's not just running for president. He's running to save democracy. And they really do believe that they're going to create this dichotomy that everybody who's on the Democrat side with Joe Biden, well, they're, you know, they're fully for our, you know, our, quote, democracy. Of course, we're a constitutional republic, but they're for democracy. But anybody who's not voting for Joe Biden, right, shades of, remember what he told Charlemagne the God, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Those were his words, right? Well, it's the same kind of idea. You know, if you're on the side of democracy, well, then you're obviously voting for Joe Biden. For Joe Biden. It's a no-brainer to vote for Joe Biden. But if you were to dare to vote, maybe just not just for Donald Trump, but maybe anybody else, you might be against democracy itself. And so this is one of those things, folks, where, you know, because they got nothing, because they can't really come out and say, here's our record, you are better off than you were 4 years ago, things are looking up, we are safe, we are secure. They can't say that. So they invent this thing about fighting for democracy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, folks, when we come back, we'll tell you more about how people want a border wall and much, much more. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, Tuesday edition.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Edition marches on, everybody, and you know, it kind of feels again like a Tuesday, doesn't it? I think I was onto this last week. You know, Tuesday is just kind of because well, it's you know, we all know how Monday feels. We all know how Wednesday is. Wednesday, you know, is hump day, and so you're going to start heading towards the weekend at that point. It's downhill from there. But for Tuesday, you know, Thursday has a feel because Thursday might as well just even be Friday at that point, right? So, you know, you can kind of start getting in the Friday vibe. But Wednesday, but Tuesday is just by itself, and it's just And somebody actually, I will find it here in a little bit, we did get a direct message, and it, I want to give credit where credit is due, so I will find it. But I remember last week we got a message, I think almost as just, we were just getting ready to go off the air, as I recall, and the message was, Tuesday, it's not Monday. And I thought to myself, well, that's it. That is the redeeming quality of Tuesday, is that it's not Monday. Right? But it's not close enough to the weekend to, you know, start to see it on the horizon. But we're going to do our level best here, folks, even though it's Tuesday. See, part of our job, part of our fun, of course, is taking you through the week of broadcasting here on the show. We're glad to do it. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. As I said, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. All right. So, yes, what we started with this morning, I still think, is pretty relevant. We just want to sort of flesh it out here. This is actually from the Daily Mail. A majority of Americans want a border wall for the first time in history. More than 6 in 10 demand a barrier with Mexico, which is not Egypt, by the way. We just want to make sure that even though Joe Biden seemingly moved Mexico to Egypt, when he talked about the president of Mexico referring to the president of Egypt, well, you know, we're just going to leave it at that. But at any rate, more than 6 in 10 demand a barrier with Mexico. 80% say the migrant crisis is a, quote, serious problem. The Monmouth poll released on Monday shows that 53% of Americans now support building a wall on the southern border with Mexico. 46% still oppose it. 4 years ago, in 2019, only 42% of Americans supported the idea. The poll shows that 86% of Republicans support a border wall, but also 58% of independents. Only 17% of Democrats support the idea. Well, no real surprise there. But here's, you know, I'll do a Joe Biden. Here's the deal, right? Here's the deal. Here's the thing. No joke. No joke, as I'm going to say, is Joe Biden. And that is, my friends, that this is no longer even close to being theoretical anymore. You know, even with Donald Trump, when he talked about immigration, when he came down the escalator and started the whole brouhaha about everything, right? But even then, people could say, well, it's really not that bad, or I haven't really seen it, you know, and even though we all knew it was demonstrably a huge issue, but it wasn't percolating the way, you know, perhaps that it should have. And that's not fault of programs like this or other radio shows or television programs that have been talking about this in one way or another for a very long time, but we now have so much empirical evidence. People see what's happening, not just on the news, because a lot of that is filtered to such a great degree, isn't it? Especially with the liberal news media. The majority of the news media, you know, seems to follow that bent. And so what you see in so many times is essentially a filtered version of reality. But people are getting the reality from people they know. They're seeing it firsthand for themselves. Obviously, there's a lot going on social media where people see videos of people coming across the Rio Grande or coming through the wall and this kind of thing. We learned much more about the human trafficking. We've learned much more about the mechanisms of how this is accomplished. To get people across the border, we've seen the caravans, right, walking from South and Central America, essentially, through Mexico. You know, it's hard to hide anymore, any of that stuff. So, again, it's no longer theoretical. And what's also cool is that you have the statements of Joe Biden back in the day of the election season for 2020, you know, promising that he wasn't going to build any more border wall. It was almost as if you were with Donald Trump and you liked the idea of a border wall, then you were some kind of ist, or there was an ism happening, one something like that, and it just was not allowed. So back to the article. The poll shows that 84% of voters see illegal immigration as a very serious or somewhat serious issue, a number that has grown significantly since 2019. The issue polls 15 points higher among Democrats and independents as it did in 2019, and 14 points higher among Republicans. The issue of immigration has changed significantly since Trump first ran for office, just as I was just pointing out here. 61% of Americans now say that migrants seeking political asylum should be made to stay in Mexico while their claims are processed. 5 years ago, 41% said they should be allowed to wait in America. The idea of a wall on the southern border is an early campaign promise from former President Donald Trump during his first presidential campaign for president in 2015, and an idea he began promoting on social media as early as 2014. So again, Trump also teased the idea of a wall before he even ran for president. But there's something else I want to get to here. Biden ran in 2020 on the issue of stopping construction of Trump's wall, right? It's the Trump's wall, right? It's not Hadrian's wall, but it is, in fact, Trump's wall. There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration, he vowed in a 2020 interview. But the Biden administration has since fast-tracked border wall construction projects as the issue of migration across the southern border has grown into a, altogether now, a crisis. That's right. So it's an actual crisis, and it wasn't until just a little while ago, at least according to Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden. And I think Joe Biden called it a crisis. Now they all said, oh, my gosh, now we have to start kind of calling it a crisis. But at the same time, if they don't call it a crisis, well, then so many people that they're courting for votes will simply say, well, they're completely out of touch. They're absolutely trying to hoodwink us, or they think we're so stupid that they just keep giving us the messaging and we'll just say, okay. That's fine. Well, there's no crisis. Border's secure. Border's closed. It's no big deal. Border's closed. That's exactly what they want you to do. But obviously, this isn't happening. And so now, Donald Trump seems to be vindicated. I can't imagine. I mean, as I was saying, just a few short years ago, if you were with Trump on the idea of getting the border wall. And yes, I know he said Mexico would pay for it. I know that he said that. That was always problematic to begin with. But at the same time, though, there are ways of diplomatically, you know, applying pressure to Mexico about this whole issue. And it does come from, you know, I think other sources, other ways of what you call maybe making it up on the back end or some such thing like that. But this whole Remain in Mexico policy, though, I think is the right start, because otherwise we continue to deal with this happening every single day. And I want to point out something very, very important here. And that is, and as this issue has morphed, right? I think more and more people are for this kind of thing, but they're not a bunch of racists, right? They're not a bunch of phobes or some other kind of thing. Well, of course not. But what they are is they're being incredibly practical. And they also know something else, my friends. They also know something else. They know that legal immigration should take precedence. They also know that that's where our focus should be. But people just pouring over the border and into the country and into society, that's not sustainable. Folks, stay right there. We are coming up to a short break, but when we come back, we've got much, much more. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. On Sunday, a United States Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yep, it's the Tuesday edition, and you know, we found that message. The message actually was from Mr. K, who was listening on AM 930 The Answer in Sarasota, and he had written in last week and said, Tuesday, today's not Monday. I think that is a cool, that's a cool moniker for Tuesday. So, yeah, well, you know why? Because it's filled with hope. I'm going to tell you that much. I think it's a much better way of looking at Tuesday. But you know what, folks? So we look at Tuesday and we say it's going to be another great day of broadcasting. We appreciate you out there. We appreciate the direct messages. We appreciate the telephone calls. We appreciate all the kind words. We appreciate, again, all the response. And it really does mean the world. This is the best job in the world, my friends, and I do have you to thank for that. All right, so again, as we continue through this Tuesday, don't forget you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, by the way, just like Mr. K did regarding Tuesday. And you can also give us a call this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, 949-822-7959. All right. Well, I'll tell you this. We've got Kevin O'Leary again. Is now he's been chiming in a lot. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank fame. You know, I always appreciated his business insights, and you know, I think you learn a lot from listening to somebody like him. You know, even on a, you know, what's, I guess it's a game show. I mean, ultimately, you're vying to win a prize, and that is to have one of the sharks invest in your company. But you know, if you're into that kind of stuff and you listen carefully, you know, I think that they do, you know, show some insight into why they are sharks, why they are good at what they do, why they're so successful. and they have several different, many different companies that they're involved in or have some stake in, and they just continue to, you know, to multiply that success. So when Kevin O'Leary was talking about this early on, you know, I really started listening because I thought that, you know, here's somebody who's, I don't think, and I'll just say this, you know, I don't know that he is a huge fan of Donald Trump. That's not the impression I get. But you see, one of these things about this election cycle, my friends, is that it's not so much about being, you know, a huge fan of Donald Trump in the strict sense. Because what we're doing is we're seeing people coming to consensus about what's being done to Donald Trump, you know, how all this is being handled, what he represents, and the kinds of changes that need to be made from the Biden administration disaster that can help put us back on a better track. And, you know, that track is not, you know, and this is why I was saying earlier in the show, it's because the far left has nothing. So they have to go down this road of what this is about. It's just like Hitler. And, oh, and Mussolini's going to make the trains run on time. And they're just building up this sort of, you know, fascist, you know, authoritarian thing. And no, that's really not true. It's demonstrably not true. Although Hillary Clinton will come along and say, well, he says he wants to be dictator on day one. We've been over that so many times, but they latch on to these phrases as if to believe that as long as they keep saying it, there's going to be some people out there going, oh, man, I heard Hillary Clinton say Donald Trump's going to be a dictator on day one. I better just, I'm just anti-Trump. That's fine. That's we with no dictators in this country, right? Unless they, you know, kind of come in the form, in the guise of people like Hillary Clinton, you know, people like the far left, you know, talk about wanting to have an authoritarian structure where you don't really have a say and they get to mandate things like go get your electric car and be happy and don't complain and you know, we're going to eat bugs and we're, you know, it's all, you know, it's all about doing better for Earth and this kind of thing. It just goes on and on. And, you know, here's another thing, because this really gets to me, and that is, you know, we should be good stewards, right, of our environment. We should be good stewards, right? It's even commanded. It's right there in the first book of the Bible, right? Be a good steward. But what's happened is that you have people who want to essentially exert just control over you by saying, well, you can't have this, you can't have that. We've determined this is bad. We've determined that is bad. And so you're going to be, you know, having to make do. You're not really going to be able to stretch, and we're not going to have things be much better only because now we have to have this other thing because it's good for the planet. And if we say so, then it must be, and all that. So what they do is they kind of appropriate and even in many ways pervert environmentalism such that they are the sole keepers of that. Have you noticed that that's also now what's happening with quote-unquote democracy? Do you know that they're the sole keepers of the flame of democracy, as we were talking about earlier in the program? So, I mean, it all just kind of goes together because it is a out-and-out control system. And we've seen this, you know, history is replete with these kinds of things. But anyway, let's get back to Kevin O'Leary. And this is from Fox Business, I believe. Investment guru Kevin O'Leary, otherwise known as Mr. Wonderful, by the way, was sharply critical Monday on Mornings with Maria over the potential seizure of former President Trump's assets should he fail to pay the nine-figure fine in a civil fraud case, calling it akin to a situation in places like Venezuela. The 2024 Republican frontrunner is currently on the hook for just over $354 million, which, as we know, is a lot more when all is said and done. As a businessman, investor, and O'Leary Ventures chairman, O'Leary said the move by the New York court has developers asking whether the fine penalty interest is commensurate with the act. Remember, there's no money loss. There's no victim here. So essentially, just under $500 million fine for a situation where no monies were lost and the harmed party, supposedly the banks, were fully paid back, said, we are wondering, does this make sense? Asking ourselves, how long will it take for the appellate court to bring down to what a reasonable number might be? I have no idea what that is. New York Judge Arthur Engoron ruled that Trump, of course, and defendants were liable for persistent and repeated fraud, falsifying business records, issuing false financial statements, conspiracy to falsify false financial statements. Okay, wait, hold on. Wait, conspiracy to falsify false financial statements. I falsified the false statement, I guess. Was it all false? And we made it more false. Maybe that's what that means. Insurance fraud and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. They're appealing the ruling, of course. At any rate, Kevin O'Leary said investors are not putting any new money into projects in New York, adding he is very concerned about the next step of seizing assets. Capital comes to America because of the stability of the justice system, he said. This is not stable in terms of many people's eyes domestically and internationally. Seizing assets happens in Venezuela. It doesn't happen in New York. So this is a little scary. You know, something else Kevin O'Leary had been talking about here over the last several days was, again, this is every single real estate developer on planet Earth. They are all trying to show their assets in the best light possible. They will dance back and forth with banks about how much they're really worth and how much maybe they're worth on the open market or how much do you evaluate it to be worth for a collateral for a loan, this kind of thing. But, you know, maybe, just maybe, somebody, you know, in Letitia James's office or something, maybe they're sitting there thinking, you know what? Maybe he's right. Maybe all these developers are doing this. What if we prosecuted like a great many of them, like all at the same time, and then slapped $355 million fines on everybody all at the same time? And they probably couldn't pay it back right away. Guess what we could do then? Oh, we could start seizing those assets. And we, you know, in other words, I hope nobody got some nefarious idea about that. But I do appreciate what Kevin O'Leary's been talking about, because he knows exactly what he's talking about. And to tell you can't tell me that investors aren't already saying to themselves, how do we now divest out of this place? It's not worth it anymore. It's not safe. It's not a good investment. And that's what business people want, is a good investment. So, you know, this is just another blow, literally, to American greatness. This is unacceptable. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everybody. We are racing through hour number one here on the program. I can't explain it again how why it goes so quickly, but it does. And we've reached the point of the program, of course, where we love to play a song for all of our listeners going across the wee hours of the morning all across America. And we always have something that'll keep you kind of going. Make sure that you're going through the overnight hours. And if you need a little something to pump you up, well, here it is. We're going to do it. Well, yesterday on the program, we got, oh, by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the show. And it is the Tuesday edition. And yesterday on the program, we heard from a listener on AM 930, and it was Lucy, and she had been in the hospital recently, and she wrote in to tell us that she got released. She got released, I think, 4 days early. So that is really great news. And we were just really, really glad to hear from her. She told me about how, her neighbors also were listening to the show, and they were wondering, quote, what took her so long to find the program and those kind of things. So we always love to get a message like that. And then as we went towards the end of the program last night, we heard from Driver Ron in Denver. And he says, the other day, you said, great minds think alike. Well, they sure do. When you read that message from Lucy earlier this morning about her recovery, my first thought was that you should play some more Stevie Nicks for her. And he made some good recommendations here, including Landslide, Rhiannon, Edge of 17, which I think we, and Stand Back. I think we played Stand Back and Edge of 17 before. And I appreciate it so much, Ron. And, but he's also saying, and get well soon, Lucy, of course. And that's what we're doing here as well. We've got a great community building here. So Lucy, you got people out there pulling for for you. I know that you do, and we sure appreciate Ron's message as well. Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to play Stevie Nicks tune, because I was telling Lucy yesterday, yeah, we'll definitely play some more Stevie Nicks this week. This is a pretty cool one. This comes from the album Rock a Little back in 1985, Stevie Nicks, and the song called Talk to Me. Kind of a cool thing, right? It's a talk show. Yeah, see what I did there?
I can see you're thinking about the same thing. Yes, I see your expression when the phone rings. We both know there's something happening. No sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now. There's nothing here to fear.
This morning, rocking us along, as only Stevie Nicks can do. And, you know, as an artist, I always thought that she was, and still is, obviously very, very cool and very, very interesting. Something was happening, of course, with Fleetwood Mac, you know, back in the day. Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, I think, joined together. They kind of came as a package deal, as I recall. And the rest is kind of history, right? And when you put those people together, right, Mick Fleetwood, Christine McVie, John McVie, and then Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, it was just, you know, something just happened. It's one of those things you also can't explain. The whole is so much greater than the sum of the parts there. And but also, though, I enjoy so much of the solo work that they all did as well, including this Stevie Nicks, Talk to Me. So Lucy, that goes out to you this morning. We sure appreciate it that you let us know how you are doing, and hopefully a little bit of Stevie Nicks is going to keep you on the journey there. Okay, so let's take a quick look at some of the weather, and then we're going to climb up to the top of the hour. And Roy in Seminole, I got your message as well. I'm going to mention it right on the other side of the top of the news as well. So thank you so much for your message. And folks, you got to stay tuned. You're going to love this message. You really will. But this from the National Weather Service, heavy mountain snow with brief snow squalls across the northwestern U.S. tonight, through tonight into Tuesday. Okay, so all day today now. Moderate to heavy snow from North Dakota into northern Minnesota on Tuesday. And I think that's going to impact our good friends at GCN. They, of course, distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. They work very hard for the show, and we appreciate them so very, very much. And many of you right now are likely listening to us over a GCN station, or you are listening to us over at GCNlive.com. So hats off to GCN. Watch out for the snow. This looks like it's coming your way. Severe thunderstorms possible Tuesday evening and night from the Midwest to the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. Record warmth engulfing much of the midsection of the country will be drastically colder by Wednesday, with sub-zero wind chills across the northern plains and into the Midwest. So that's right. There is a lot going on. In fact, this from Newsweek: a winter storm warning is in place for parts of 9 states, as a strong winter storm is set to bring heavy snowfall to mountain regions of the Northwest and Central Plains. National Weather Service issued alerts for Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming, warning of blowing snow and strong winds. In the latest forecast, the National Weather Service said the storm is expected to move across the Northwest and into the Northern Rockies on Monday, before heading into the Central Rockies by Tuesday evening. Okay, so we're getting in through that time period here. Snow rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are expected over the Oregon Cascades and Northern Rockies, again, on Monday. So this has all been occurring, before spreading into the Great Basin and Central Rockies Tuesday. These snow rates, combined with winds gusting 50 to 65 miles an hour, will produce near blizzard conditions with significantly reduced visibility and snow-covered roads, leading to dangerous travel. So, yes, do be careful. And if you're out there on the road, if you're driving your big rig or whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, yeah, be sure to be careful. That is for sure. The weather agency also predicts significant snow accumulations across the region, with totals of more than 2 feet in the Cascades through Tuesday, and local amounts reaching as high as 4 feet. Snow is also expected to settle in valleys. In west central Washington and Oregon, up to 20 inches of snow is predicted across the Cascades, with 2 feet at elevations above 2,000 feet and wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour. Up to 18 inches of snow and winds reaching 60 miles an hour are expected across mountain regions of Idaho. Wintry conditions will continue into western Montana, where up to 2 feet of snow and strong winds will create areas of blowing and drifting snow, while wind chills could reach minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So you kind of get the picture, folks. Be very, very careful out there. Hunker down, batten down the hatches, whatever you need to do. But, folks, when we come back, we're climbing up to the top of the hour. When we come back, we got a lot more to tell you about as we begin hour number two. So get some snacks, some coffee, whatever you need for that. And we will come right back. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one, now in the books.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.